Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob Winowski has traveled to Des Moines, Iowa.
Oh, the Iowa caucuses are coming up.
That's not why, Stoney.
Oh, man.
It is the start of the NCAA tournament, and both Michigan and Michigan State are playing in Des Moines. Woj, first of all, what time is it in Des Moines? Like 2:30? I lost track of where that is.
4:15 in the morning.
4:15 in the morning. Okay, you're welcome.
Sure is.
Second of all, I've never known this, so I just looked it up.
Oh, boy, what?
Do you know what Des Moines means?
Des Moines, it probably means the money.
Des Moines.
I kind of like that.
Right.
River of the Monks.
River of, that's funny. I was walking around last night, and I saw these monks splashing in a river. So what the hell is going on?
Well, now you know. There's the answer.
No, I'm talking to you from the 31st floor of the Marriott, where I can see maybe 5 feet outside my window because it's completely foggy here today.
Really?
I hope that doesn't affect the player shooting.
That's a very good question. And I got to admit, I'm surprised that Des Moines has a building that's 34 stories tall.
It is the capital.
I know, but...
All right, I'm looking. I see like three big buildings, actually.
Have you ever been to Des Moines before?
I have not been to Des Moines before. All the other little Iowa burgs, but it's actually, Sony's right, it's a relatively cosmopolitan, very nice place.
I'm looking on the Wikipedia page. Did you know that it's known as the Hartford of the West?
It must have a lot of insurance companies there.
I guess. I mean,
exactly. They'll be playing in Wells Fargo Arena.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How the hell does Des Moines get a first and second round site?
They have an arena that holds over 14,000 people, probably.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, JB, you take your anti-Iowa bias and you march it back, pal.
What are you talking about? There's nobody that I know who's more anti-various Big Ten state than you. Whether it's Iowa, Wisconsin, Indiana, you seem to have something to say about every other Big Ten state.
No.
Ohio.
I have Iowa rated higher than both Indiana and Ohio and Illinois.
Really?
But Illinois has Chicago.
Well, Chicago, that doesn't count. No. Champagne. No, it is bustling with activity. This actually happens to be the Michigan team hotel. Go ahead, make your jokes. Get them out of
there. I was going to ask if they were staying in the same, everybody was staying in the same hotel, but I guess not.
No, everybody's at different hotels, but you got real quick.
Hold on. Evan Jenkins is running in right now. He just heard what you said.
No. Checking in here in Des Moines, Iowa, late last night after getting in, the clerk checking me in looks at my credit card and says, "Oh, Wojo." And I said, "What?" Says, "Oh, yeah, I used to work at WDFN back in the day." Out here in Des Moines, Iowa.
Who is it?
I didn't turn that. I didn't even recognize his name.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my. Well, actually, where that internship went.
Wow, that's fantastic. All right, Woj.
Sorry, I didn't recognize.
So we got both schools. You'll see them both tomorrow. Michigan State playing at 2:45 against Bradley. Michigan playing, I think they're going to replay the game from last year on CBS or True TV or whatever. They're taking on Montana later
on. That was a horrible game, too. Not only was it late, it was horrible.
We all know that Cassius and Xavier drive these engines, and Brazdeikis has to play well, and McQuaid. Is there, in your mind, an X factor for either team to make a deep run in this tournament? So if Michigan State's going to go up and play Duke, and we can talk about that next weekend, so-and-so has to be above average, and same on the Michigan side. Start with Michigan, since you're in the team hotel.
X factor. I don't know if this counts as an X factor. We were hanging out with the little media peeps last night. We were discussing sort of this topic. And if this counts as an X factor, then it counts. I say Jordan Poole has to find his shot or his patience.
That's not an X factor. I don't.
That's
think.
Not.
Oh, Stoney's rejected your X
factor.
Well,
I mean, he's one of their starters. To me, the X factor for Michigan is Isaiah Livers because
he's one of their starters too. No, I'm okay. X factor. If you want a person, I was saying an element.
Okay.
The X factor being that Jordan Poole has to shoot much better. But outside of that, well, nobody really counts as an X factor then because they only go six or seven deep.
True. And,
you know, John Teske, I will say this, there are not many teams in the tournament or anywhere that have a 7 foot one rim protector like Teske, whose defense has really just rocketed as the season has gone on. I think, you know, people talk about, ooh, Beeline, people aren't used to seeing that Beeline offense or whatever. Well, apparently they've gotten a little bit used to it, at least down the stretch this season, because they've struggled. But the thing they're not used to is them having a 7 foot rim protector. I mean, Mo Wagner was almost 7 foot, but he didn't really play defense at the rim. I think Teske, does that count as an X factor or no?
I think it does. I thought your first answer did. I wasn't rating your answers like a Jeopardy judge to decide if they were right or wrong. And Michigan State, Woj, same deal really in terms of their depth.
Yeah, I got to go with Cassius Winston.
Okay, that's fair. Totally fair.
Yeah.
Couldn't agree anymore.
You know what? Aaron Henry, who has started to develop more and more and showed some burst to the basket at the dunking in the last game against Michigan. Because, you know, everybody else, you kind of know what you're going to get. You're not going to get Kyle Arns. He's out, obviously. Aaron Henry is the one that seems to be adding pieces to his game as he goes on. Athletic wing forward that can get to the basket and can shoot as well and can defend a little bit. He would be my X factor.
Yeah.
He's definitely... Oh, no, no, wait. No, no. My X factor for Michigan State is Xavier Tillman, X.
Oh, I see what you did
there. I should have figured that out.
Yeah.
No, he's really good. Tillman has become really good, and he's as important. He might be the second most important guy on that team.
Now, Wojo, I'm looking over your bracket, and I see you've taken three number one seeds in the Final Four.
Whoa, he's got a bracket?
Yeah, he's got a bracket.
And it's in the newspaper?
In the pool.
Oh, you can't do that. That's not fair.
Why?
I entered 12 brackets.
Huh. Oh.
No, I didn't.
My two are in. I'm done already. You have North Carolina winning, and I'm surprised that you went with the Roy Williams squad.
Oh, Stoney, Wojo, you're matching your goddaughter in that pick.
Oh, she took the Tar Heels?
Yeah, she's Tar Heels as well.
Yes. Well, I will listen. It's not the wisest, but I mean, I hate to tell you this, Roy Williams has won a national title before.
No, I know.
We're not talking about Kansas pre their one title or whatever. But I love the combination of a great young guard in Coby White and then like three senior starters, including the ninth year senior Luke May.
Yeah.
And size. There's one key thing you always have to look for. And Jamie, I think I've taught you this. The one thing that holds up in the, like, if you rank as a team in the top 10 in the KenPom offensive and defensive efficiency in the country.
Top 20.
Okay, whatever it is, they're in the top 10 in both of them. North Carolina.
Yeah.
Offensive and defensive.
Very
and
good.
I actually think Michigan State might be too.
They are. In fact, I was talking to our noted NCAA hoopologist, Greg Hargrave, and he actually told me on Monday that there's actually a handful of teams that are seven teams in the field of 68, including Fairleigh Dickinson, right, Greg?
It's the top total eight seeds, so the top two seeds in each region, minus Tennessee's 34th defensively.
There you go.
So there's a lot of possibilities there.
Yeah, possibilities.
And you know what, though? You mentioned mine. Isn't Tennessee getting a little bit too much love? I see lots of people picking them into the title game or winning it.
Yep. Yeah, I mean...
Tennessee?
Well, here's the deal. I mean, we all know who the favorite is, and I think people are trying to think, as you did, of somebody other than the favorite who they can pick and win their pool. I mean, like, if you had to pick one team to win, you probably would pick Duke, wouldn't you? But you're trying to be a little contrarian because everybody's picking Duke?
I'm not doing that thing. Like, people, you know, say take Duke or the field. That's the lamest thing of all. Of course you would take the field. Duke has had some... stinker of games this year, and they can't shoot that well.
Care to
and
make
I know
it
they've got Zion, who's supposedly already 10 times better than LeBron. Don't forget that.
Oh, boy. No, he's not.
Yeah. I know he's not. That's
no, but he is a great freaking player.
He scores 99.999999% of his baskets inside of 2.5 feet.
Might be a little exaggeration.
Which pretty much LeBron didn't really develop a jump shot till like his second year in the NBA.
Listen, of course he's great. See, because, you know, that wacky Italian guy in the afternoon brands people a certain way. He thinks I hate him and stuff. I just, the hype has gotten a little, because I think he's more of an oddity than like an unbelievable player. An oddity being so big, but not really that tall, but has, you know, power game, but not an outside game. And we get caught up in the oddities as opposed to the all-around game. Give me the guy from Murray State, Ja Morant, instead.
Okay.
I'll take him. Yeah, with the number one overall pick.
What is your favorite thing about the NCAA tournament? And we'll leave it with that, because you obviously have covered them for many years in your role as a beat writer and a newspaper columnist. But at the same time, you're also an avid watcher as well. What is the one thing that you enjoy the most?
I would put it in this phrase. Expedient unpredictability.
Wow.
From this standpoint, like, the games move fast. Like, the one thing that the NCAA does really well is boom, boom, boom. Games are 2 hours, 2 hours, 10 minutes. Then jump to the next. They're staggered. You feel like you're missing everything and seeing everything at the same time. And yeah, of course the upsets, but I'm not one who has to have, you know, every single game in the first round be an upset. But I don't know. I like how fast it moves and how quickly you're talking about Zion one day, and the next day you might be talking about Ja Morant from Murray State. I mean, it really, to me, you know, you know me, I'm a fast-paced guy. I'm hard to keep up with.
Yeah.
That's what I like about it.
And I will say, and I've said this before, as charming as the upsets are in the first and second rounds, they sometimes lead to miserable games in the Elite Eight or Sweet 16.
Right.
And I don't always love that. Like, I like the upsets, but at the same time, if I can get Kentucky playing Carolina or Duke playing Michigan State, I'm happy about that.
You didn't want to see Sister Jean in the Final Four.
I did not want to see Sister Jean in the Final Four.
She lost to the NIT last night.
As Loyola, I wonder if Bradley's going to borrow Sister Jean for this game against Michigan State.
Well, Sister Jean's busy is free because she lost to the NIT last night.
Oh, no, really?
Poor thing. Real quick, I know you guys did this poll. You had to do this poll. Who do you think is going to go further, Michigan or Michigan State? Because I'm going to say they're going the exact same distance. I am.
And that would be to the Elite Eight?
Yes. Okay.
I think the tough game for Michigan is Nevada.
That's,
although, as Greg Hargrave points out, Michigan plays Florida in every sport, so they'll probably match up with Florida.
That's true. Nevada was like number 7 in the preseason poll, if you recall. They're a tough team.
Yeah. And they went to the Final Eight last year or the Sweet 16? Sweet 16. Yeah.
Yeah, but hey, don't be overlooking the Montana Grizzlies.
No, we're not. We're absolutely not.
Yes, we are.
Enjoy it tomorrow. We will be watching. You will be, I'm sure, on TV somehow. You find your way, some way, shape, or form.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
I plan to be on TV.
Yes.
Bye, Bob.
There he is. 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.